The Dharma, incomparably profound and exquisite, is rarely met with even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. We now can see it, hear it, accept and hold it. May we realize the true mind of the Tathagata. Today is March 10th and the first day of daylight savings time here in 2013. And today I would like to take up a koan in the Blue Cliff record. It is number 6 in the record. The Blue Cliff record is one of the two most famous compilations of koans gathered together in China in ancient times, the other being the Mumon Khan, or the Gateless Barrier. And this one has a collection of 100 koans in it. And this is, as I said before, it's number 6. And it is titled, Yunmen's Every Day is a Good Day. Every day is a good day. Yunmen, or Umon, as he's called in Japanese, was a great Zen master of the Tang era in China, one of the most fruitful eras for Zen. Great many masters came forth during that rich time. The case reads, Yunmen said, I don't ask you about before the 15th day, but try to say something about after the 15th day. Yunmen answered himself for everyone, every day is a good day. So there he is, Master Umon, asking the assembly, I don't ask you about before the 15th of the month, but how is it after the 15th of the month? And nobody could say anything. So he answered for them, every day is a good day. Every day is a good day. Now, if we read the news, it's not really certain that every day is a good day, certainly not for everybody. There's so much pain and suffering going on in the world, particularly now, all these wars with the terrorism, exploding in country after country. North Korea announcing that they're going to bomb America because America has is part of the group that is taking sanctions, trade sanctions against North Korea because they have been doing nuclear research, come up with a bomb, rockets and so on. We have the murder of innocent children in Newtown recently. We had the murders in the movie theater in the suburb of Denver recently. We have people killing each other left and right. It's really quite an extreme time in history. There have been extreme times in history, and this is one of them, and it doesn't show any signs of getting any better at this point, although here and there there's a little glimmer. Not everybody is out for himself. Here and there are people that are concerned with people who can barely make it by, even if they have two or three jobs at the same time. They're still having a difficult time making enough money to eat. So there is some hope. But every day is a good day? How can we say that? Every day is a good day. And yet, Umon would not have said that if there weren't truth in it, if it weren't a major truth. Let's take a look further into this koan. There are some notes by the compiler. And the first note is at the end of the first sentence. Yunmen said, I don't ask you about before the 15th day. And the note is half south of the river, half north of the river. We don't keep old calendar dates here. What could that mean? I don't ask you about before the fifth day, the 15th day. What could that 15th day mean? Well, it's an open secret that 15th day refers to when a person has had a Kensho experience. a deep enough Kensho experience to see clearly the nature of reality. It may not be 100% clear, but it's certainly clear enough to be a big change from before. Before that Kensho experience, life was filled with ups and downs and difficulties and pain and suffering and some joy and happiness too. After the 15th day, it's different. It's not different in one fell swoop. And there's a lot of work that has to be done to integrate what we understand through that Kensho experience so that we really can see that difference. But it is different. How is it different? Every day is a good day. Does that mean that everything is really fine and dandy for us? Never again a place of suffering or challenge? Or does it mean something deeper? With Zazen, we see more and more clearly where we're caught, and we see it in a way that makes us realize how false that caughtness is, how needless that caughtness is. And if we go deep enough, we go beyond any bit of caughtness. We go beyond anger. We go beyond frustration. We go beyond boredom. We go beyond pain and suffering. We go beyond joy and happiness. And then truly every day is a good day. Things come, we open completely to the joy or the catastrophe, letting go any judgments about it, letting go any thoughts about it. Of course the thoughts will come up, but we're not attached to them. We're not caught by them. And it is the thoughts and the ideas that create the good and bad days. And if we're not caught in thoughts and ideas, then where is there anything bad to be held on to? It is possible for each one of us to reach this state of mind. It is our inherent basic nature to be free, to not be caught. And we can return to that basic nature. We have the tools, the susukkan, the curiosity, the koan, that if we pursue these avenues of entry, we will open to that sure understanding that every day truly is a good day. Every day truly is a good day. It doesn't mean that we don't have feelings. It doesn't mean that if somebody close to us dies, we don't feel the pain of longing that they were still here. But it means we're not caught by that. There is an incident centuries ago when a Zen master was quite ill. And his top student came to visit him. He was already senior enough. He was off beginning to teach on his own. And when he heard his master was ill, he came back to visit. And he sat by the master's bed and he said, "Tell me, master, is there one who is not sick?" And the master said, "Yes." And the student said, "Who is that one?" And the master said, "There's a new age assumption that everything is fine, dandy, just as it is. That if something difficult and painful happens to somebody, well, that's just their karma. No biggie. But that's not every day is a good day. Every day is a good day is, oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear. It must be really, really hard to deal with that right now. What's the difference? What's the difference? Even better, how can we reach that place where we're so fully alive that there's nobody judging it, nobody attached to anything along the way, and every day truly is a very fine day? How can we reach it? We have this wonderful practice of Susukkan, the extended out-breath, giving ourselves totally to that extension, reaching through that out-breath, curious as to what lies beyond, going beyond words, allowing oneself to dare to sail out of the sight of land, daring to go into that fear that comes up when we get close to an edge and we think we may disappear. Embrace it. Make friends with it. Get to know it. There's an old story about the Buddha and an encounter with Mara, who's sometimes known as the Buddha's devil. Mara, of course, is the king of delusion. And it seems that one day Mara came to call on the Buddha, and Ananda, his attendant, standing outside his little hut, said, you can't come in there. And Mara said, I gotta see the Buddha. Ananda said, no way. You're a bad guy. You can't see this guy. He doesn't need any pain and suffering, and that's all you're gonna bring. Get out of here. I gotta see the Buddha. And pretty soon, with their voices raised like that, the Buddha pokes his head out of his little hut and he says, hey, Mara, come on in. Haven't seen you in a long time. Have a cup of tea. Tell me, how's it been in your life these days? And Mara sits down and he says, sheesh, Buddha, everybody hates me. And Buddha says, boy, I can understand. I can sure understand. Just the other day, somebody turned a wild elephant at me and tried to kill me. Tell me more, Mara. How's it going? And they chat for a while. And then Mara says, Thanks for the tea, Buddha. I'll be going now. Thanks. Seeing you around. And the Buddha said, bye. Bye, Mara. Good to see you. Come again. And that was the end of it. What's the difference between Ananda's reaction to Mara and the Buddha's reaction to Mara? Ananda was fighting him, trying to get rid of him. The Buddha welcomed him. Was curious about him, got to know him a little bit better. And then on his own, Mara left. Can we see the difference in that? When we don't get caught, and there's a difference between feeling and getting caught. When we don't get caught on circumstances in our life, then there is a freedom and spaciousness to respond to those circumstances in the best possible way, rather than to give it a knee-jerk reaction. It makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference. A long time ago, when I had been in the process of being diagnosed with a medical condition that was supposed to last my lifetime, and just grow steadily worse, which happily has not done that. I don't have a trace of it at all and haven't had for many years. But at the time, at the University of Michigan Medical Center, it appeared that I had ulcerative colitis. they did a lot of tests. And one of the tests they did, actually twice, was something called a barium enema, where they pump barium up your rear end and then take a picture of what it looks like inside, because the barium will light up the X-ray machine, give a good view. I'd had one of these before, and it was very clear to me, as it's clear to anyone who's ever had one of those, and I pray that none of you have to have one of those, although there's actually a scene in, there's a movie many, many, many years ago about the astronauts, in which there's a scene of one of them having just had the barium enema, or just about ready to get one or the other, waddling out of the elevator with a plug up his rear end. Anyway, so I'd already had one of these, and because of this, I knew that at a certain point, one had no control over one's bowels, and one hoped that one had access to a toilet at that point in time. The first time I was fortunate, and that I did. And I knew also that once you had access to a toilet, you were stuck there for 45 minutes to an hour at least, as your body rejected that radioactive dye. And so the second time I was waiting in the waiting room, the university had the benighted foresight to schedule 6 people in a row for these exams when there were only 2 toilets available. And unfortunately, when I returned from the X-ray, both toilets were engaged and continued to be engaged until the point where I began to realize I was going to have to find a toilet fast. So I went out into the hall in my hospital gown and my brand new shoes and grabbed the first person in a white coat that I saw, who happened to be a young man, probably a tech, and said, "Where can I find a bathroom?" And he decided he needed to know why I needed a bathroom. So he stood there and quizzed me, at which point, in excellent Zen fashion, I demonstrated. In the middle of a hall that was probably 30 feet wide and 100 feet long, full of people. Something interesting happened in that moment. For some unknown reason, I was able to let go the entire experience. I can tell you that the poor young man was mortally embarrassed and found me a bathroom as soon as he could. But for me, it was the most curious experience of freedom in the midst of something that would have been ordinarily intensely embarrassing. That was an example of every day's a good day. I didn't shut it out. I was fully present for the entire catastrophe. But because I was so fully present with that, there was no problem, no embarrassment, just empathy at the poor young guy being faced with what he was faced with. Every day is a good day. We can experience that mind state of complete liberation where it doesn't matter what comes our way. We encounter it fully, embrace it totally, and there's no stickiness then. Zazen, done regularly, frequently, consistently, deeply, will bring us there so that every moment of our life can be lived like that. This is the promise of our Zen practice. The challenge is to do it. It's so easy to find a distraction. It's so easy to feel good, and then why should we try to go deeper? We've got all these other things drawing on our attention, all these important things. And we relegate Zazen to a back date on the calendar. But the more we can give ourselves to this practice, the more consistently, the more commitment we can give to it, the deeper we will go, and the finer and more liberating the results. I promise you, it's built in. All you have to do is open to it. I can't do that for you. I can teach you the tools. I can guide you along the way, but I cannot do it for you. This is something each human being has to do for themselves. But we can. We can. We can. And then we'll know in our bones that every day truly is a good day. Thank you for listening, and we'll stop now and recite the four vows.